New York Jets blasted for canceling fans' invite to kick $100,000 field goal challenge. By Warner Todd Houston on December 26, 2025. The New York Jets are taking heat for yanking an invitation to a fan who won the right to try the team's $100,000 field goal challenge after they found out the woman is a soccer coach. The team rescinded its invitation to season ticket holder Ashley Castanio-Trevasi on Monday, telling her that she could no longer participate in the final round of its kick for cash competition because she is a high school soccer coach, the New York Post reported. Castanio-Trevasi, who became a superfan of the team thanks to her now-deceased father, said she was shocked by the turn of events. "This is life-changing money for me," she said. "I was confident I could have made it." The 33-year-old says Jets officials saw her kicking footballs in the fan zone outside MetLife Stadium in September and asked if she wanted to compete in the field goal challenge. She adds that none of the team staffers asked her what she does for a living as a high school soccer coach and math teacher at Long Beach High School. Castanio-Trevasi qualified for the primary contest by kicking a 20-yard challenge at a preliminary contest in October. "These two workers for the New York Jets kind of chased me down and invited me back to get into this competition," Castanio-Trevasi told the media. "The one question I was asked was if I played college soccer, and how long ago." Despite qualifying, she says that she was yanked from the challenge after being asked to sign an affidavit this month and being told that the rules also prohibit contestants who are current or former athletic coaches for college, high school, or other teams. The team justified its actions by noting that the contest terms are clear and that Castanio-Trevasi does not qualify. "We understand the disappointment associated with this and have made an effort to provide an alternative benefit to show our appreciation," the team said in a statement. A disappointed Castanio-Trevasi says she is a lifelong Jets fan. "My dad and my grandpa had season tickets since Shea Stadium," she said, adding that her family has spent a conservative lifetime estimate of $1 million on the Jets. "So growing up, obviously, in our household, our family, it was what we did on Sundays, he bleeds green, and that's why we do." But for now, Castanio-Trevasi's family has sold all their season tickets in solidarity with her. Many online roasted the Jets for canceling Castanio-Trevasi's shot at winning the $100,000. "I will definitely be expressing my disappointment to my Jets rep over the Jets organization's decision to do this. There aren't too many lifelong, faithful fans left attending games anymore. They do more and more to alienate us each year." Dora 45-1-2020, at Dora_Burke, December 26, 2025. "I thought our win/loss record would be the most embarrassing thing for the Jets this season. Yet they continued to make it more and more difficult to be a fan." Truth Prevails, at Enyoparagai, December 26, 2025. "This is a bad look for an organization that should be looking for any positive PR." Damian Woody, at Damian Woody, December 26, 2025. "Lamau. They asked her to come kick. And then found out she was a soccer coach and former college player, and told her she couldn't kick anymore. I don't know of an organization that hates their fans more than the NY Jets and its ownership." Jack Freeman, at Jack Freeman Tr, December 26, 2025. "So the Jets took a feel-good story, where there was an excellent chance at a great ending that would make the organization look fantastic, and turned it into a total PR disaster. The Jets be Jetsing." The Key for More Appreciation Society. At George_Norath, December 26, 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.